Welcome to Internet Law Radio, where we discuss the hottest topics in Internet law. If you are facing an Internet law issue, cyber law complaint, website or e-commerce issue, we have an Internet lawyer ready to help.
This is Brian Hall, an Internet lawyer with Traverse Legal PLC, an Internet law firm representing companies throughout the world on all of their Internet law related issues. Today I'll be answering the question, do I need an Internet lawyer? Before I begin to answer that question, let's talk about what an Internet lawyer is. An Internet lawyer or Internet attorney is someone that has an understanding of not only the legal principles that apply to the Internet, but also an understanding of the technology and back-end systems that are involved with the Internet. So when you're determining whether or not you need a traditional attorney or somebody that qualifies as an Internet attorney, it is important to understand the differences between the two. An Internet lawyer is someone that has experience with domain names and how the different uses of those may be in violation or in compliance with the law. Whether you're a domainer or a cyber squatter is sometimes a very thin line that an Internet lawyer can help you determine. Also, if you are a search engine optimization company or someone that uses search engine optimization to help your website appear higher in search results, it is important to know what is and is not permissible use of someone else's intellectual property. For example, how you use a keyword and whether or not that keyword is the trademark of another may expose you to liability. An Internet lawyer will be able to advise you as it relates to use of another's trademark online. Internet lawyer can also help you when it comes to various uses of social media. For example, if you are using a video posted by someone else or taking blog content posted by someone else, that may suffice as copyright infringement. An Internet lawyer will help you be able to determine whether or not you may be exposing yourself to such copyright liability. Likewise, if you are an affiliate networking company or somebody that gains revenue through affiliate networking, it is important for you to know the limits around what you may or may not do. An Internet lawyer can help advise you as to those issues. Similarly, anybody dealing with new media these days needs to be consulting with an Internet lawyer. And new media can be classified in many ways. However, in almost all ways, it deals with the Internet. And an Internet lawyer will be able to tell you whether or not your website is in compliance with the various laws that are out there, whether or not your website may subject you to penalties by the FTC or other regulatory bodies, and also whether or not your website is properly presenting information in privacy policies, website agreements, copyright policies, and other online agreements so that consumers know how you're using their information, consumers know how you're interacting with them, and consumers know how you are holding them liable in the event that they breach terms that you want as part of your website agreements. All of these issues are something that an Internet lawyer can advise you on. So in this day and age when each company has a website presence, regardless of whether or not that company started out merely as a brick and mortar company, an Internet lawyer will be able to advise them on the best way to not only secure and protect their online properties, but also mitigate the risk that they could be exposed to liability for various causes of action. So ultimately, an Internet lawyer is really someone that you should be consulting just as you would any other lawyer. For example, if you were having a will done, you'd be looking for an attorney that has experience in that particular area. So when answering the question, do I need an Internet lawyer, I always give the same response. Yes, an Internet lawyer is someone you should be using in this day and age, given that businesses are doing more and more business online and through their websites, and given that most intellectual property is now secured through use online and on websites, and also misused more often than not through online and on websites. So once again, this has been Brian Hall answering your question, do I need an internet lawyer?
You've been listening to Internet Law Radio. Whether you are facing a domain name, intellectual property, or complex litigation issue, we have an internet law attorney ready to answer your questions.